With James Cameron's recent insensitive remarks toward Indigenous people, maybe it's time to look at other movies. There are films by Indigenous filmmakers to watch instead of Avatar: The Way of Water. One example is Wild Indian from the Lake Superior Chippewa Bad River Band member, writer-director Lyle Mitchell Corbine Jr. Corbine is one of the more recent filmmakers to attract critical interest, and his latest crime drama, Wild Indian, received high marks from critics. The story follows Makwa, played by Michael Greyeyes, a man desperately trying to carry his dark secrets to his grave. His quest for peace is interrupted when a figure from his past is released from prison. Wild Indian was critically well-received for its direction, as well as its two stellar performances by Greyeyes and Chaske Spencer as Teto. The film explores the impact of generational trauma shared on Native reservations and offers an in-depth personal look into its effects, making it one of the more engaging crime dramas to come out in recent years. The city of Seattle is building a canoe carving center to showcase Native culture. More than 150 years after Seattle's government tried to ban Native residents, and more than 50 years after Native activists embarked on a campaign to regain waterfront access in the city, a space dedicated to Coast Salish canoe culture is about to take shape on the shore of Lake Union. The United Indians of All Tribes Foundation held a ceremony this past Friday to bless the construction of the new canoe carving house, which is scheduled to break ground later this year. The 1,200-square-foot structure on the western edge of Lake Union State Park will be a place to carve, store, launch, and educate visitors about traditional canoes made from cedar trees. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.